Hey everybody, it's Rusty here. This episode of Great Big Pranks is brought to you by Digital Water. And now for a word from our sponsor.
Are you thirsty for a new way to stay hydrated? Introducing Digital Water, the refreshing innovation for the digital age. With just a tap on your phone, quench your thirst with Digital Water, straight from the virtual oasis.
Digital freshness.
No more lugging around heavy bottles or searching for a drinking fountain. Digital Water is just a download away. Stay refreshed, revitalized, and ready to conquer the digital world with digital hydration. Download Digital Water today and make every sip count.
I have no idea.
What?
Sounds like you're a hillbilly now.
That's crazy.
Okay. Hell, I ain't got no teeth myself. Do what now?
I'm getting over here.
Nah.
BW.
Starbucks, sorry, how can I help you?
This is the Starbucks,
hello?
Isn't it?
Thank you. Yes, it is.
Yeah, I ordered a venti, and I got a grande. So.
Of what?
So, that's not gonna work for me, okay?
But where? What is it?
I was just in there. It was like a double pump cappuccino.
A double pump cappuccino.
That's what I ordered when I was in there, and it should have been a venti, and this is a grande.
What is a double pump cap? It's like double pump of what?
Oh my god, the pumpkin spice. Are you stupid?
Oh yeah, no, we don't have that.
Oh my god.
Oh no, I absolutely will not tolerate you talking to me that way, but you can call another store and
try
this.
Oh, you're going to tolerate whatever I tell you you're going to tolerate, bitch. Oh yeah, it's past pumpkin time, huh?
Thank you for calling Starbucks. This is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I was in there with my my son and my wife earlier. She seems to think that there was something put in her drink that is making her grow. And I'm trying to tell her that there's nothing like that. There's nothing that you would be putting into a drink that would physically make a person grow. But she's convinced that there is something.
They use human growth hormone. I read about it. They use human growth hormone.
No, we don't.
Yeah, she's convinced that there's something that's been put in her mocha latte, frappe, chape, cappuccino, you know, whatever it is she had, that is causing her to grow out of control.
Yeah, it's in the cream. It's in the cream.
Okay. I mean, as far as I know, there shouldn't have been anything in there.
There's human growth hormone, and it's causing me to grow out of control.
I'm telling her that she looks exactly the same size to me. Is there anything, is there any kind of additive that you put in your drinks that would make a woman who is in her late 30s grow?
No, there isn't.
What about if it was given to a child? Because Rusty, who
no.
You might have heard earlier, is a little undersized. And if there is something like that, we might want it for him.
No, I'm sorry.
Is there any way to reverse the growth? Like once you drink your drinks, is there like one thing to drink to like make you big and then like something to eat to make you smaller, like in Alice in Wonderland or something?
No, I'm sorry. There isn't.
No, I think that's like that. No.
Do they have any coffee made of mushrooms, Dad?
Yeah. Do they have any coffee made of, do they have any kind of mushrooms or anything? Like,
no.
Like what are they doing? Like they're drugging people now?
No, I don't think they're drugging people. Rusty, Lorna.
No, I'm sorry. I wish I could help.
Is there anything that you could give her that we could just you understand what I'm saying, Rachel, that could help her to be the normal size again? If I were to come in there and get something from you,
sorry, we don't.
If I were to come in and you were to say like the name to write on the side side of the cup, and I would say my name is Drink Me to Become Smaller, could you write that on the side of the cup?
I mean, I suppose, but that doesn't,
Okay, Rachel, say no more. I can work with that.
Okay.
Dad, mom's now not a total somewhere. Idiot, you know, she'll figure that out.
No. Rusty.
I think she's seen the movie too, you stupid idiot. God, Rusty. No wonder why she wants a divorce.
Okay, I'm sorry I can't help, but I need to go.
Dad, you're a big dummy.
Oh, Lord.
If Rachel only knew that it's...
Hillcups.
Starbucks, this is Mark.
Hey, Mark, how you doing, buddy?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I was in there earlier. Lady in front of me, she was very offensive, really rude to the employees there. And I just wanted to say, if she complained or anything, that they didn't do anything wrong. That, like, I totally thought that them throwing that drink, like, just right into her handbag was totally appropriate. And, like, any kind of complaints that she might have made about that, like, I was there, and from what I saw, she had it coming. And like when he took the other, like the whipped cream, what do you call the thing that does the whipped cream? And when he just like,
oh, the whipped cream canister,
and when he squirted it and it like shot it right at her, and it got in her hair and on her face, that she had it coming. She said she was going to call, raise a whole thing about it. But from what I saw,
I think you might have the wrong number. Where are you at right now? Because I'm this store is located in North Idaho.
This is the Ramsey Road one, right?
Yeah, the one over here in Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah, that's right. That's where we are.
Don't forget to say
I was there with my family.
Don't forget to say
you saw it.
I've been here all day and I didn't see anything like that. Was it earlier this morning?
It was this morning, or it was yesterday. Was it yesterday, honey, that we were there?
It was yesterday.
It might have been yesterday.
Dad,
we've had a crazy time.
It looked like an adult movie, you know, when they finish on a woman.
Whoa, honey, we need to have a talk. I'm sorry, sir. Yes, it was a mess. It was quite a mess that was made on her, and she was very surprised, and she was very surprised by it all.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about that at all. So,
What was the supervisor?
I will keep an ear out for it, though.
I talked to the supervisor who was there. Okay. He's like, this is stupid. I'm going to hang up now.
Thank you so much for calling your Starbucks. My name is Ricky. How can I assist you?
Hey, Ricky, how are you? I was in there with my friend Banji earlier, and I'm not sure what the problem was, but he used his legal name when he went to get his drink, and the customer service representative there refused to write it on his cup, and he was upset about that.
When did he come in?
It was at, what time was it? Around 3:30, I think.
3:30.
Yeah, and his name is Hail Satan, and he wanted that written on the cup, but they refused to put it in the cup.
Okay. Did he come into the lobby or through the drive-thru?
Lobby.
Okay. Well, are you guys going to be back in the area? Are you traveling or are you back in this area?
Oh, we're going to be back.
Okay, perfect. I will put a note in there, and then when he comes in next time, we will get his next drink on us.
Okay, yeah. Free drink for Hail Satan.
Correct. I'll have it in there. He'll just have to have his photo ID with him to claim it.
No, yeah, that's no problem at all.
No problem. I'm so sorry for the confusion and the pain. That sucks. I'm so sorry.
The pain? Oh, he's okay.
The pain, the hurt. He's okay.
He likes the pain. I think he might enjoy a little bit because the suffering and a reason to complain and like wine and stuff. He actually enjoyed that, I think. But it gives him just like a little bit of purpose in life. You know what I mean?
No problem. Again, I'm sorry for the issue. And
What time are you getting off tonight?
We close at 9.
9. You got any plans for dinner?
I'm just gonna go home.
Why? Come on, let's go get some chicken nuggets. How about it? Let's split a 20 piece and get a couple small fries and have a good time.
Oh, you're so sweet. I don't think my husband would love that too much.
What would he like? Was not going to be enough for it. Like a 20 piece and a couple fries isn't going to feed you, me, and your husband. But if you're going to throw him in the mix, I'm willing to talk to discuss it. Okay, I'm not sure what you're saying, but I'm into it. So what would he want from McDonald's?
I honestly don't know.
What?
We don't eat out very much.
Come on, what's your husband get at McDonald's?
No, I don't know. Quarter we pounder? Don't eat out very much. I'm couple, so sorry.
Quarter pounder for him. We can get, you know what? You know what they have at McDonald's? They don't have it on the menu, but they have a 50-piece chicken nuggets. We're going to get a 50-piece. I think that like 5 or 6 sauces comes with that. We're going to get like 7 extra sauces, and we're going to be crazy with those sauces. What do you think?
Sounds like a good time. Unfortunately, I don't think I'm going to be able to. I'm so sorry.
It sounds like a wicked good time. What's your husband's number? Let's
McDonald's
call
McDonald's chicken nuggets, definitely.
Well, not just the nuggets, but like nuggets dipped off of like sweet and sour sauce, off of like an icy sauce off your nipple. Come on. That's a good time. What's your husband's phone number? Let's call him together.
No, I'm so sorry. I think I'm going to have to pass.
Come on,
but I will write in here for the free drink.
We're practically
and
a
I hope you have a wonderful evening.
We're practically
evening.
A triple already.
I think you guys were pretty much married. In Canada, that means you guys are married.
Starbucks.
Hi, Starbucks.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I was there earlier. We were going through the drive-through there, right?
Yes, sir.
The guy behind me was exceptionally rude. I think he felt like he'd been cut off, and he just was swearing at me the whole time I was in line, and he was a real jerk.
Piece of work. Sir, man. I'm sorry that happened, dude. When did you come through?
It was about an hour ago.
About an hour ago?
Yeah, he was really angry. He was really angry.
Yeah, I don't think we... Let me ask my coworkers if we encountered this gentleman.
Oh, he muted. He was really mean. He smelled bad. He looked like Tim... Tim Curry. Oh, it was just like Tim Curry. I think it might have been Tim Curry.
Really?
I think so. It might have been.
No idea. Well, sorry, man. I'm sorry that happened.
Straight up, I think Tim Curry like went off on me in your drive-thru line earlier. He was so mad.
Yeah, well, I'll keep my eye out for him.
Hey, does Tim Curry ever come to that Starbucks?
No. He never does.
Okay. Well... I mean, keep an eye out in the drive-thru because he apparently attacks people in the drive-thru like verbally. He sounds like an Indian.
Yeah, I'll keep my eyes and ears out for him, sure, man. Do you want what's your name?
My name is Vlad.
Is Vlad?
Vlad, yeah, VLAD, Vlad, Vladimir.
Vlad, can I get you a free drink on the house next time you come through?
Yeah. Yep.
You got it, man. And it's just Vlad.
Vlad, just Vlad, yeah.
And are you going to come through tomorrow?
I'll try to come through tomorrow.
Okay, just let us, whoever's working, let them know that you're Vlad, and I'll write down a note, and you can get your order for free on me.
Okay, thanks, boss.
Yeah, I'm so sorry about that, man.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, have a great night.
You too, bro.
Thank you.
What a nice guy.
We should. That's the second time you've pretty much gotten a free drink for somebody.
It's really easy. It would be really easy to get a free drink, to line up free drinks for every day.
We should do that as like a gag for some of our listeners on their birthday.
Starbucks.
Yeah, hi.
Target, how can I help you?
Hi. I'm in the bathroom right now.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. I'm in the bathroom right now. I'm really small. I got a drink.
Is there something I can help you with?
I got a drink from your Starbucks. I had caramel macchiato, and I've heard of like coffee giving you the jitters maybe, but this made me really small. I'm getting small. I'm getting smaller by the second. I can't even reach the sink.
I'm sorry for your loss. All right, well, like, good luck, sir.
Why are you making
evening,
fun
okay?
of me? Not cool, lady. I'm tiny.
She just fucking bailed on you.
Yeah,
she was
shitty
just, like, she was like, not going to help you. The guy was in trouble. The person's in trouble. She's not even going to help you.
Starbucks, this is Riley. How may I help you today?
Hey, Riley. I'm not sure who the wise guy is who's the barista there, but when I got a cappuccino earlier, and the poor thing on the top they did with the, you know, whatever foam or whatever, clearly a penis and testicles. Now who's doing that, and is that a corporate, this can't be okay with the manager? This can't be.
I have a picture if anything. Okay, if you have a picture, if anything has happened that way, I can tell you it was definitely not intentional.
Bro, when you see the top of this coffee, it's practically like, have you ever seen that photograph of the guy sitting on the bed with the enormous penis? Like, it's basically just that.
I have not. I will say, yeah, if anything that happened that way, I can promise you it was not intentional. I can promise you. I know the people here, that's not something we would ever do. Mm-hmm. If you want to get up with corporate, that's a corporate thing.
Well, I just want you to see this thing. I mean, once you see it, it's unmistakable. I mean, it's unmistakable.
I can't get messages over this phone, so yeah, I'm sorry, but I mean, hey, I'm very sorry if that happened to you, and I can
you in the store?
I'll bring it in.
I'll bring it in there. What you at the store there now? You guys are open for a while. Bring it on in. I'll show you.
Okay. Sure. All right. Yeah. Okay. I can tell you like right now, but if it's something you want to take up with corporate, and yes, you absolutely can. But I can promise you.
I'm going to be the guy that's coming on there, and I'm wearing a red shirt, and I'm going to show it to you.
Okay.
And you're going to see it. And you're going to say, that's a penis.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I'll be here. I'm the ship supervisor, so I'll be able to talk to you. And
you're
going to
be supervising something. Just be ready, Sonny, because it's you're about to get an eyeful.
Oh, okay.
I've never had a more graphic cup of coffee in my life.
To be honest, I don't think any of us have the skill to make one of those. So. but if you it's something you really need to do, go ahead and come in, let me know, and I'll talk to you.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, perfect.
Bye.
I
like that. That was funny.
Starbucks, this is Lucy. How may I help you?
Hi, Lucy. How are you?
What can we do for you?
I'm good. We're going to be coming on in there. I have my son Rusty with me. He has a bit of a situation where he is has kind of a condition, and I just need you guys to be aware of it, to acknowledge it, but to not make too big a deal of it. Okay.
Not a problem.
He has the type of like what it has a long name, but basically what it is he basically feels and senses himself to be much larger in the world than he actually is. When he is in the shop while we're there, he is going to feel like like he is touching the ceiling with his head, and he's gonna feel like he is much bigger than me and you and everyone around him, and like he's a little boy. He's only 10 years old. He's actually like small for his age, but with this condition, he will feel, and it's important that you just go ahead and go with it and go like, oh my gosh, you're so big. Oh my God. Like I've never seen a bigger human being or stuff like that.
Yeah, not a problem.
Oh, hey, dad.
Yeah. Rusty. Good. It's good. You're here. It's good.
Is that
you're
the
here.
Store? Yes.
Yeah. Yep. This is, we're going to be going into
Can I talk to them? Can you put them on the phone? Put them on the phone.
I think that would be okay. Would that be okay? Yeah. Go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah. Hi. Hello.
Hi.
I'm Rusty and I'm fucking enormous.
Okay.
I am so fucking large. Like, I'm huge. I'm so big that a universe couldn't wrap itself around me. I'm that big. That when I go into places, I become the place, and the place becomes part of me.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, you sound lovely. What are you doing later tonight? Maybe we can get together for a coffee. Oh, no, we can't, because I'm too enormous for you.
Well, we will see you when you get here.
No, really, what are you? What do you do? I wasn't listening to what my dad said.
I work for Starbucks. I think your dad is trying to take you out for some coffee.
Oh, yeah. The last time I had coffee, it wasn't nearly enough for me. Do you know why?
Why?
Because I'm enormous, and it takes a lot of coffee to make me jittery and nervous.
Ask her what's the different sizes there so we get it right this time. Because it seemed to me like they all sounded like large. So what's the biggest size so that we make sure we get you the biggest one, honey? Because we know you need the biggest one.
So the biggest one is going to be our venti.
Not true.
Oh, that's
she's
like
wrong.
like Cherebra venti. Remember that pop singer that had those hits a few years back? Cherebra venti. Cherebra was a big star until she had that situation where she. Went to I think it was a Domino's pizza, and she pooped on top of the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the venti's the largest. What are the other sizes? They sound kind of like large too, don't they?
So we do a tall, a grande, and then a venti.
See, those all sound big. They all just sound like big.
I'm so confused.
Tall, grande, venti. And then for you, maybe they have an enormous size. No, we'll get you the venti. That's a big one, okay, buddy?
No, do they sell it in the carafes? Like, you know, that they sell to like multiple people, like to coffee for 20 people? That would probably be okay for like a little sip for me, you know, because I'm huge.
All right, let's try the venti, and then we'll see how it goes from there.
Excuse me, do you know the pickle song, lady? Do you know the pickle song?
I do not, and unfortunately, I have to get back to work. We'll love to see you when you get here.
Well, no, I am one of your customers, so you'll listen to me. You have to. It's the law.
Oh boy! Well, they're ready to accommodate. They're ready to accommodate us.
That's
and
nice.
And our special needs situation that we have.
Thank you for calling Starbucks. How can I help you?
Yeah, we were in there today, and I was just surprised and a little disturbed that there just wasn't any kind of Christmassy, you know, any kind of anything this year. No,
we have lots of Christmas merchandise out.
No, it just didn't feel very genuine. It just didn't feel very warm. I said Merry Christmas as I got my my peppermint. Mocha Chino Quadra Bino, and the young woman who gave it to me, she didn't even say anything in return. No happy holidays, no Merry Christmas, no nothing. She just kind of, you know.
Yeah, Bahumbug. Which Starbucks was it?
Bah humbug. The one at the mall there in Powell, in near my.
Are you that one in the...
What's that, buddy?
The one in the Target?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that one's not ours. That's not our Target. Yeah, the, you have to call Target to get that Starbucks. This is a different Starbucks.
You little son of a bitch. You're not going to bait and switch me.
What?
What's your problem? Why do you hate the baby Jesus?
All right, I'm going to hang up now.
Little fucker. Little slick. Little slick.
He got you, sucker.
Postal at Starbucks, how can I help you?
Hey, you guys are open for another 30 minutes or so?
Yes, we close at 7.
Okay, that's great. That's great. We got a whole bus full. So that's going to be perfect. We'll be pulling in there about 25 minutes. Got a big, big, big bus full.
Okay, sounds good. As long as it's before 7, you guys are all good.
Okay, we'll be there before 7, but it's, I mean, that will be in line before 7 at least. But boy, we got a lot of us.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you soon.
Dad.
Sounds good.
Be excited. Yes.
Dad,
yes, Rusty.
Dad, there's 27 of us.
27 in this bus. You're not counting all the other two buses too, honey.
That's true. And they also, nobody knows exactly what they want, so...
We'll figure it out when they get there, and I'm sure that... What's your name?
I'm Rusty. I'm your son.
Oh, that wasn't talking to you, Rusty. You stupid little son of a bitch! You little son of a bitch! Do I need to pull this bus over? Don't make me stop this podcast.
Hey, everybody! Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Great Big Pranks. It was a steaming pile of shit! Speaking about steaming piles of shit, you can join us in the Discord where we take a shit live. Oh, yeah!
We also have a Patreon, Redbubble, and a bunch of other things. You know, just click on the link in the show notes.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scrod Media Group. Learn more at scrod.net.